Awesome, guys. Camp was absolutely amazing, guys. I love this Sunday. We did this last year, and it was so much fun. I'm in youth ministry. I love seeing students worship God and experience God like this. It is so fun. So I think there's nobody better to share what God did in their lives than the students themselves. So we're going to have some students share today and some of our leaders as well, just what God did. So first I want to call up Ethan Kosak. He's the pastor's son. And he's going to kick us off. And guys, these testimonies, do not look at them just as like some little teenager like up here sharing what God did. Guys, God did powerful things. The same God that we serve, the same God that we see do stuff in our lives is doing big things in their lives as well. So do not just look down at a teenager up here sharing what God did, because they might have something to say to you today. So be prepared to hear from God today, not just hear from a teenager talking. Cool? All right.
Yes. So like you said, camp really is just like a really awesome and amazing experience. And so for the first night of camp when we were at service, for me, I really just experienced God in such a new way that like I had never like cried before in church or anything, you know, or at camp or anything. And I went up there and I was just bawling. It was so weird because I like couldn't stop, and I just never had that. And I just kept going and going. It was just so cool, like what God was doing for me right there. And like, it's just so hard to explain. But also on the first night, I feel like God, I asked him to help me, just give me release from a sin in my life. And I think he's really going to give that to me and help give me freedom from that. Because he breaks the chains in our lives. He frees us from our bonds of sin. On the second night, I had another really awesome experience. And so, remember last year I talked about how, you know, I had wanted to speak in tongues, but that God, you know, I knew he would give it to me in time, that he knows best. And so this year I had the privilege of speaking my prayer language for the very first time, which was amazing. And so it was just such a cool thing to have happen for me then. It was really amazing. And then for the final day, and if you were here last year listening to me, it may sound a bit repetitive, but like how God has his perfect timing. I said that about the tongues last year, that I just really, especially now as I'm getting older, I'm 16, you know, in a few years I'll be college age, you know, and I'll have to be figuring out, you know, all these things that I want to do with my life. And I really don't know what plan God has for me and where he wants me to go. And so I was really hoping that God would show me, you know, something, just give me some insight on what he wants for me in the future. But, you know, I was really bummed when I didn't hear anything from him, you know, that I didn't feel like, okay, this is what I should be doing. This is what God wants for me, you know, and this is where God wants me to go to college or wherever, you know. And I just, it was really a bummer, but like I said, you know, God knows. He has perfect timing. He has the best plan of all. Jesus in the garden, you know, he pleaded with God that if there was some other way that to give him that path. But he said, but not my will, but your will be done. He said that it wasn't for him to decide, it was for God to decide, because he knows the best plan for all of us. No matter what it is, no matter if it works with our schedules or what we want, that he will tell us what's best. So, yeah, it was just such a cool experience there at camp that God really just did amazing things in my life. And so I just wanted to share that with you.
Guys, how mature is that mindset at the end? Like, I struggle with that mindset a lot of the time. I'm like, God, just tell me. Like, I want to know what to do next. I want to know. And he's just like, man, God's timing is better than mine. That's so amazing. This is what I'm talking about. He was preaching up here. That was awesome. All right. Chloe Fields, come on up here. Chloe.
So camp was really, really fun. There were so many things to do. It was amazing. And the services were really awesome. I think all of the girls cried, I'm pretty sure. a lot of the guys cry. I don't really know that much, but yeah, there is like mascara everywhere. So, and I think that we really did like get closer together as a youth group, and because we were like a family for a couple nights there for like, I don't know, like 4 days. So it was awesome. Camp always, like, after camp, you know, sometimes it gets like a little bit, like where you don't really know, like, you know, like camp is so awesome, there's so many things to do, and there's like so many people, and they all have the same mindset. But then when you get out of camp, you're kind of like, well, now what do I do? But camp, like, really, it really like excited me to like get out there and do something with, you know, the people that God put in my life. And when you don't always know, like, I don't always know how to do that, but I'm just gonna like trust him and just try to be an example of, you know, how, you know, what I'm supposed to be. And it's really just like excited me and motivated me to just like get to know him better, read my Bible every day, and like actually talk to the people on my volleyball team about, you know, Jesus. Because a lot of the times we wonder like what will happen if I do, but there's only one way to find out, really. And so yeah, it's just, camp was just amazing. And it's been like, I think, my third year at camp. And, you know, the first year was awesome. Second year was great. And it, like, somehow keeps getting, like, better and better, like, every time. And it's not old. It's, like, something new happens every time there. So, yeah, it was amazing. And, yeah, I don't know.
Awesome, Chloe. Awesome. Another great one. Man, we experience God. We have these big God moments. And so often we walk away and there's no game plan after that. She's like, man, I'm going to go reach my whole volleyball team. And I don't care what they say. I don't care what they think. I'm going to reach them for Jesus. I love that. Alexander, come on up here.
Okay, so is that good? Okay. I remember the first time I came to this church was this exact week. Ethan and Eli and everyone was talking about their great experience at camp. So Ethan came up to me after church and invited me to the youth group. I was like, okay, I'll try it out, I guess. And then after I met the leaders, it was like a really great time. And so this has been a year now since I've been going. And they invited me to camp, and I was like, it'll be fun, I guess. So they seemed really excited about it. So I went, and I kind of been not really in a good relationship with the God. I've been putting other things, basketball, video games, in front of him, not spending enough time with him, giving him control over my life. Then I went to camp, the worship and the speakers, and being around everyone, getting to know them better. I really felt free from all the things that I had going on in my life. And now he has a much greater influence in my life. So I've been improving on that and talking to him a lot more. And now he is over everything in my life.
Awesome, awesome. All right, Blakely, come on up here. Come on up here.
This was my first year going to camp, and I really don't like to be away from home or away from my mom a lot. So I was kind of skeptical about going, but then I did go, and I had tons of fun. The first night, the sermons were like my favorite part. We had a pastor, her name was Jeannie Mayo. She was like so bold, and she just like got to the point. And she made me realize that I'm what she called a spiritual coaster, which means like, oh, I'm a Christian, I go to church every week, but I wasn't doing anything to like, I don't know how to explain it. But now she made me realize I wasn't putting God first in my life, which was not what I wanted to do. So now I like read the Bible more. I pray every night instead of just before I eat dinner. and I feel really good now. And the second thing I want to talk about is growing friendships, because I feel like we all got a lot closer at camp. Like, we built new friendships, because on the first night, all the girls sat around in a circle, and we just, like, said how we felt, and we got closer through that, and so did the boys. I don't know what they talked about. And the third thing I want to talk about was the activities, because that was really fun. As you saw, some of them at the lake, there was, like, a trapeze and zip lines. That was fun. And we just had a lot of fun, and I'm really excited to go next year.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, Eli, come on up. She wasn't joking. You probably saw some of it, the zip line and the blob and like that stuff. It's so awesome down there. But sorry.
So first of all, camp was just really fun. Like she said, there was the zip line and the trapeze, and there was all the team games, and they were screaming your head off the whole time, and it was a blast. But then you got to the services, and that was an amazing time with God. The first night, God's presence was just so powerful and so real. I couldn't help but cry. Like Ethan said, he couldn't stop. His presence was just so real that I cried. The second night, God was pushing me. And I said this last year, he was pushing me to spend more time with him and read my Bible and pray and discipline myself to do that. And last year, I didn't really change anything. This year, though, I have been pushing to do that, and there has been change. I have been spending more time with him and disciplining myself to read my Bible and pray more instead of playing video games or something. I've been trying to put him first over that. It was also really cool just to see everyone, my friends, me, just go after God at camp. It was such a cool experience, and I'm excited for next year.
Awesome. So that's five of our students that just came up and shared. I promise you, every single student that went to camp has some kind of story like that. God moved in their lives. Just not all of them want to have a microphone and stand up here, so, which makes sense. But God did some amazing things, guys, in our students' lives. But it didn't just stop there. Like, God, being in the presence of God, God's going to move in my life. Like, seeing 800, we took about 20 students. There are 800 at the camp. 800. So 800 teenagers just going after God in worship. God is going to move. Like, the presence of God was there. Eli said it, the presence of God was there. You couldn't help but cry. You couldn't help just be immersed in it. So God moved in leaders' lives, too. So we're going to have some leaders share. Hayden, if you come up here, sprint down the aisle. Here you go.
All right, before I get started, give it up for our students for having the courage to come up here and talk about what God did in their lives this week. That's awesome, guys. Like, just being one of the youth leaders, getting to experience that, that's so cool to me. So, good job, guys. So, for me, as a leader, it's always different from, like, being a camper and then a leader. You never, like, know what God's going to do to you. So, I always have this, like, single prayer. It's like, God, just mess me up this year. Like, do something that, like, is just incredible. And he always kind of does it. And so, for me, the biggest thing for my life was when we got into the service number two. And it was all about hungry needs. And so it kind of resonated with me because, like, I don't know if you guys know me, but I'm always hungry. Like, I love food. And then Jeannie was like, no, I'm not talking about food. Get over that. Like, get past that. I'm like, oh, damn, man. And so we kept going. And she kind of just hit some areas in my life that really needed to be spoken to, kind of like having God be this wholeness in your life rather than relying on some of the other hungry needs that we feel that we need in our lives. And so it was not only cool for me to kind of have that spoken into my life, but then listening to some of our students and having some of the conversations with them afterwards and how God really pressed in their lives challenged me to keep on going and continue to remind me that God is whole in our lives. God is perfect. And being able to take that and share that with other people around me, it's so desperate at this time. And so that was something that God did in my life. Just these students, they challenge me. We have some of the best students. I don't know if you guys know that, but they challenge me and I get to challenge them. So it's kind of like this back and forth kind of thing. It's really awesome. But that's some of the things that God did in my life this week. So
awesome. Karen Siarafa, come on up here.
Wow, I feel like a parent. I'm like so emotional, and just hearing them, I'm so proud of them. And Evie and I got to pour out into the girls last year as well as this year, and to see the growth and how far they've come in just such a short period of time is just so encouraging and so challenging at the same time. But exactly what they shared, we all really grew closer together, and we shared things with each other, and really just being honest and vulnerable with each other made us feel more like a family. And I feel like we all walked out of there with a new perspective and a new challenge to recommit ourselves to God and recommit to the basics, which are reading our Bible and praying and being in community. And I feel so incredibly proud and so honored to be able to pour out into these girls, and just how I had leaders when I was their age pour out into my life. Camp was an experience that I will never forget, and I know that they can say the same, that they'll never forget this time of how God moved in their life. And something I read this morning was, there's something about you can know God by reading about him, but you don't really know him until you have an encounter with God. It's different. And something that we talked to the girls about was having your own relationship with God, aside from your parents, aside from your friends, growing in him on your own is what really is going to pay off, because you get to experience him through yourself and not through someone else. And I feel so proud, again, just how far they've come and how amazing they are. They truly are amazing, and they love God, and all they want to do is grow. And again, that was so encouraging for all of us to see them step out in boldness and go after God. So thank you for entrusting them with us. And now we have Raymond coming up.
Hey guys, man. First off, I want to just acknowledge someone in the room who I know he's probably going to get really mad that I do this, but I just want to thank Pastor Jordan. His passion for students is contagious, you know, and you have made us better leaders, and you are such an important part of this church, and we honor you and we thank you, and it's a privilege to do ministry with you. So thank you very much. So camp was amazing. Going back to the Sunday before camp, we got together as leaders and we said, hey guys, what do we want to see in our students' lives? What do we want to specifically pray about for these students? And what do we want to see God do? And what we came to kind of agree on was really praying a specific prayer that you're going to experience God in a way you have never done before. Because it's so easy to go to a camp, especially going to the same camp 3 years in a row, knowing exactly what's going to happen. Okay, so first day, you're going to get there, you're going to check into your nasty cabins, and then from there, what you're going to do is you're going to go have maybe some food, and then after that, we're going to go to service, and then they're going to go ahead and pray, then everyone's going to start crying, and then the second day, we're going to kind of go do some games, and we're going to go to the lake. It's going to be a lot of fun, and then we're going to go to service again, and everyone's going to start crying again. And you kind of just get into the routine, you know, because it's very structured at camp. You know, it's kind of the same deal that you have every single week. So it's easy to get lost in all of that, especially, you know, kind of take it for granted. And you go in as a leader and you also go in as a student, kind of already know what's going to happen. And that's exactly what we prayed against. We wanted to pray that God transforms these students' lives in a way that he has never done before, and that they would realize that, man, coming to camp is such a privilege, one, and two, I can experience God in a new way, and I can be touched by God, and I can, you know, really encounter him, like Karen was saying earlier, as compared to just being an observer and just kind of looking around. And that's exactly what happened with our students, and it was such an amazing thing to see, you know, really them going after God. And, you know, like Ethan said, you know, he said at the very beginning when he talked to us, you know, he experienced God in a new way. You know, going to camp, going to this kind of same routine, going through the motions type of deal. You know, when we get that in life too, we kind of just go through the motions. And to experience God in a new way is such an amazing thing. And that's a specific prayer that we prayed. And, you know, I want to challenge everyone here in the room as well to pray specific prayers. I know it's easy to kind of pray broad prayers and say, God, do this for my life, but get down and really figure out what you need and just pray for that specific thing and watch him move. Because when you pray specific prayers, God is going to show up, okay? So you have to pray those specific prayers. And I just want to just thank one big group in the room, and that's the parents. Parents, thank you so much, because honestly, you guys have such amazing kids, with the exception of maybe one or two, but all of the other, no, I'm just kidding. No, so guys, you guys have such an amazing students. It's honestly a privilege, it's an honor to be their leader and to really just pour into their lives. You know, it's so much fun. Let me tell you guys how excited I was to stay awake to 4 o'clock in the morning and then wake up at 7 o'clock. It was amazing. We had the greatest of times. And it was fun because I was kind of good cop, bad cop type of deal. And Hayden was definitely the good cop, and I was the bad cop of being that, you know, father in the household and saying, hey, you need to go to sleep, and no one listened. And then they went to sleep at 4. Then, you know, what I specifically loved to do every single morning was turn on the lights at 6:45 a.m. when they have 2 hours of sleep, and scream, wake up, and then start knocking on all their beds and their wood beds. And then Alexander just looks at me and covers his thing. And I was just like, guys, let's go, get up. Let's go, get up. And man, you should have seen their faces. They were mad at me, but it was all worth it. So thank you so much, parents. I want to go ahead and just, if everyone can just give the parents a round of applause. I mean, thank you so much for allowing your kids to go to camp and entrusting us to take care of them. It was a lot of fun. And we just, if you're a parent in the room and your kid has not gone to camp, please come and talk to one of the leaders. Or, you know, if the testimonies from the students themselves aren't enough, I mean, I don't know what is. I mean, God shows up at camp and your students will be changed forever and for the better. So thank you so much.
Awesome. Man, I know Ray said very kind things about me, but I am so thankful for my youth leaders as well. I literally, one of my friends is a youth pastor, and he's got like 200 students in his youth ministry. And he was telling me the other day, he's like, man, I just can't find a solid male leader that is not a parent. And I'm thinking, like, I got two, but I'm not going to give you one. Like Hayden and Ray are incredible guys and incredible to invest in your boys. And Karen and Evie do such a good job with the girls, and they really do love them. And I'm so thankful to have them. So give it up for our youth leaders as well. So, yeah. Guys, I love camp. God did a lot in my life at camp growing up. That's where I was called into ministry. That's where I spoke in my prayer language for the first time. I built a ton of relationships. They were talking about the friendships and the community that you build. I still have a lot of those friendships that I built at camps. And leaders just like these amazing ones invested in me, and I still remember them. I remember their names. I still talk to a lot of them. I'm still friends with them on Facebook. And God just moves in a big way there. And I think a lot of it is we go there, we kind of get out of routine, and we go there expecting God to do something. We go with an expectancy that God is going to do something. And I think that's so awesome, just that expectancy for God to move. Because for some reason, we don't see that a lot just in everyday life. I'm a victim of this too. I get caught up in it. And I come to church, and I come to church because it's just routine at times. And I go to small group because it's routine. But I don't necessarily go there every time expecting God to move. And we serve the same God. You guys all know this. We serve the same God at that campground as we do here on a Sunday morning, as you do at your small groups, as we do in our prayer meetings. It's the same God. Why do we not have that expectancy all the time? And I was thinking about this, and I was like, man, what is the difference? What is the difference? What is the difference? And I don't think it's just about showing up with expectancy. I don't think it's just about that. It's the fact that the entire time we're at the campground, we are seeking God. We are in the Word of God. We are praying. We are at worship. We're praying for each other. And I know I went to camp a bunch of times, and God did really cool stuff. And I came home, and just like a couple of them said they even did from last year, I just went back to doing what I was doing. But when my life changed is when prayer, the Word of God, and worship became a daily part of my life. When seeking God became my priority, that's when my life changed. And that's when my expectancy of church changed. And that's when my expectancy of what God is going to do changed. And I think that's really applicable to all of us, not just these students. Because we get so caught in routine, an everyday life, and church has become routine for a lot of us. It hasn't become a place we're expecting God to move in. And I want to see us become not just students, not just parents, but a church of people that are expecting God to move at Trilogy. We expect God to move in our small groups. We expect God to move in our prayer meeting. If you have not been to our prayer meeting, go. Because I can promise you, you will feel the presence of God there. And we are praying for God to move in this community. You better go to the prayer meeting with expectancy that God is going to do something big, and go there with a heart that is ready, and you are prayed up beforehand, and you have been in the Word beforehand. You have a heart after seeking God, and then you go to the prayer meeting. Come to church when you have a heart already seeking after God. Go to your small group when you have a heart already seeking after God. 70%, they talked about the stat at camp, 70% of students that grow up in church, 70% of students that grow up in church, by their first year out of high school, so their first year, whether it's college or just out of high school, are no longer attending church. 70%, that's such a high number. And that number floored me when I first heard it, and so I did my own research, and I was like, oh my gosh, 70%. And then I started thinking of all these people I grew up with in church, how few of them are in church. I can actually tell you people from Bible college that are no longer in church, let alone high school. And I think it all comes back to routine. I think it's even harder for students sometimes because a lot of their routine is based on what their parents do. So I can tell you, our youth leaders and my passion, and they know this, is to see students living with action. I do not want to see that with Trilogy students. That's going to be zero. It's going to be zero. If there's anything I can do about it, that number is going to be 0%, because every single one of them are actually pursuing and seeking after God. It is not just routine for them. And we see that in our youth ministry. What we need it to become is, for a lot of us, church and Christian faith just in general has become very schedule-based for us. It's very schedule-based, and it's no longer God-based. Sunday mornings, I go to church. Not Sunday mornings, I go to church expecting God to move. Tuesday nights, I go to neighborhood group. Not Tuesday nights, I go to neighborhood group expecting God to move. It's totally fine to be in a routine as long as that routine is God-based and not schedule-based. Because God has so much more for every single person in this room, every student, every kid, and every parent. God has more for you. And if you don't continue to seek after him, then all you are doing is you are a schedule-based Christian. The word of God is powerful, guys. Prayer is powerful. Seeking after him is important. I can read you probably 10,000 Bible verses about seeking after God, but I'll just read you a few. But from there, you will seek the Lord, your God, and you will find him. If you search after him with all of your heart and with your soul, you will find him. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Ask and it may be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be open. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things will be added to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Guys, that's like 7 verses or whatever. There are so many more that are talking about seeking after God. This can't just become routine for us. So I just want to challenge us as a church, just as these students are talking about, man, in this next week, I love hearing that. I've been in the Word, I've been praying, I've been doing it. They've been seeking after God, and that means God's got more for them, and they are seeking after that more. Let's be a church that seeks after the more, because I believe God has more for each and every individual in this room. I believe God has more for our church, and I believe God has way more for this community. Amen? Awesome. All right. So that's all I got for you. But we're going to worship. Sorry, Luke, come on up here. I know you got one leg, but I was telling him earlier he's in pirate training. And I don't know. It's not funny. I feel bad for him. But all right. But man, one of my favorite things that we did last year is just After camp, we had the same thing. We had students come up, and we just worshiped as a church. Because if that doesn't deserve worship, what God did in these students' lives, man, I don't know. So I just want to challenge you guys, man, praise God. I talked about it last year. This is a sign of thankfulness to God when you raise your hands. Man, raise your hands in worship. Sing out loud to him. I am so thankful for what God did in my life and these students' lives at camp. And I'm so thankful for what he's going to do through each and every one of us. So, man, he is worth it. He is worthy of praising. So I want to challenge you guys. Let's go after God in this time. Luke, you can tell me when you're ready. And let's just praise and worship him. So everybody can stand up. I'm going to go ahead and pray. And let's praise God and thank him for what he did this year at camp. God, we love you so much. I'm so thankful that we get the opportunity to be in your presence. We get the opportunity to worship you. God, I thank you for the impact and the life-changing moments that you had, or that you gave so many of these students. God, I pray that we as a church just continue and continue and continue to seek after you first, God. That our lives would not be schedule-based, but they would be God-centered and God-based at all times. God, we love you, and we praise you. In your name we pray. Amen.